to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to a Strictly Anonymous podcast with Kathy. If you're on Instagram or Twitter and want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on both Instagram and Twitter. If you're listening to this on a podcast app, don't forget to subscribe to my show. I post episodes every Sunday, and occasionally I throw in a bonus episode on Thursdays. If you're on YouTube, I love YouTube for a platform for my show. Make sure to subscribe so you get my new episodes and comment below. I love talking about the episodes with people on YouTube. If you're not listening to this on YouTube, go to YouTube if you want to comment on the show. Like I said, I love it because I get to interact with people who listen. The same thing on Instagram. People DM me about stuff and I love that. I love talking to the people who listen to my show because I love my listeners. It's true. And if you want to support my show, there's a Patreon. There's a lot of extra content on there, including stuff about pantyhose fetish. I do a lot of anonymous picks of guests, especially the females. If you want to see people, if you want to put a body to the voice, not really a face, I keep them anonymous, but you want anonymous pics of my guests, go to my Patreon page, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Today I have on, if you want to be on the show, I'm going to start taping again soon, probably around September or October. I'm creating an email list. I'm going to email everybody when it comes time that I'm taping again. If you want to get on the list, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Explain what you want to talk about in that email, and I'll send you a link to schedule a time to call in to be on the show after that. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Like I said, I'll start taping again in September, October. Today I have on a guy named Justin. Justin is into MILFs and GILFs. Justin also says a lot. I cut out a lot of them. I know I'm going to get comments on YouTube and it's like, fuck off, because I can't even tell you how many I cut out and there's still a lot of them in there, but I couldn't cut out all of them. But yeah, he says a lot, his whole story is like really interesting because he has a MILF and a GILF fetish. Okay, this guy, he's young. He's 35 now, but he started sleeping with MILFs and GILFs when he was very young, in his 20s. He lost his virginity to someone in their 60s. I mean, and he lost his virginity way older in life. Okay, I mean, you're going to have to listen to his age. I mean, he was way older. Like I said, he has, and he lost it to a GILF. He pays for most of the MILFs and GILFs. He started seeing escorts and going to get massages. He talks about that. That's how, like I said, he lost his virginity. It kind of happened by accident, but it was to a 60-something-year-old woman, and he really digs those women. But he does have another thing going on where he does want to have a relationship with a woman his age, but he lacks the confidence when it comes to women his age, right? We go into that towards the end, but in the beginning, we talk all about his MILF and GILF fantasy. What is the oldest woman he's ever been with? She's in her 70s, and he's fucking into it, okay? Where does he find them? Most of them, he pays for them, but some of them he's found online. We talk about that. What has happened with the girls that he has dated his own age? We talk about that too. So like I said, the beginning is all the MILFs and the GILFs and the escorts and the massage parlors and all that stuff, how he lost his virginity. And then towards the end, we talk about his issues with dating girls his own age. And I bring that up and I went down that path because that's something that he wanted to talk about. You know, listen, some people might be into MILFs and GILFs and that's all that's going on. And it's, you know, but for him, it was something that he's doing to keep him out of like a real relationship with someone his age. There is that part of it. Not to say that he doesn't totally just like them, but he did have that other thing going that he wanted to talk about. And that's why we went there. But that's like an interesting addition to the show because a lot of you will be able to relate to that too. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, he also has a major pantyhose stocking thigh-high fetish, and that plays into his whole MILF and GILF scenario because when he pays for that SCX with the MILFs and the GILFs, he makes them wear thigh highs, body stockings. So we get into that, like what he does with them as far as the pantyhose is going on. And we also delve a little bit into his history with his pantyhose fetish, like when it started, when he liked to wear them when he was younger, if he still wears them now, that kind of stuff. We do talk about that. I totally forgot about his pantyhose fetish, but that's a part of it too. So I'm going to be right back on with Justin.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Justin, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Justin, you have a pantyhose fetish, but it sort of got you involved in a whole bunch of other things. You have this whole other thing going on that you like really older women, which, you know, MILFs and GILFs, is that correct? Like, is that, and GILFs are like grandmas, right? It's like old, very old, right? Older. I don't know what the right term is.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, technically grandmas, so other women, like in their 60s or in their 70s.
Yeah, I love that because I don't know. I feel like I had one guy on maybe that sort of touched upon that, but I've never really picked that apart that much. So let's get into it. Let's talk about your pantyhose thing, but and then, you know, discuss. I feel like I'm going to spend a lot more time on that other thing, you know, only because I haven't talked to a lot of guys that are into that. But I'm assuming that your pantyhose fetish started when you were young and then it led to you liking older women, right? It's related somehow, right?
Yeah, I believe it's related. So, yeah, I started off at a young age. I guess my first pantyhose experience or the first time I got excited was in first grade when my reading teacher was reading us a book. She was in the front of the class. And I just remember her wearing a jean skirt or a jean dress and white pantyhose, and she was playing with her shoe. And for some reason, I just couldn't stop staring.
Yes, I've heard that. Teacher story with the dangling shoe a million times. It's so crazy how no teacher would ever put that together. Do you know what I mean? That they're like, you know, sort of igniting a fetish in a child.
Yeah, if you can back at it, I'm not sure if they're aware of it.
So no, like, of course not. They're not doing it on purpose. Are you crazy? No way. I mean, you might, your hottest fantasy, you might like to think that, but no, they're just doing it because it's comfortable. They probably don't even know that they're doing it. But I've heard it a million times that guys, you know, like it sort of stuck out to them and they have that memory, you know? So that's your first memory of that teacher, right?
Right. Then, I'll say throughout elementary school and high school, I've always been attracted to women wearing either tights or pantyhose or thigh highs. And then it continued through college, but in college, we're all pretty much surrounded by girls my age, and majority of the professors are males. My pantyhose hosiery fetish kind of went away because I wouldn't really see it on campus or.
Right.
I wasn't really exposed to it all the time. So then after I graduated college, I got an adult job, was working in the office, and I guess that's when it started up again or reignited on seeing women in the office wearing pantyhose or wearing tights. Then one day I decided that I wanted to get a massage with a happy ending. But the provider that I was looking for, I wanted it to be an older woman that would wear thigh highs during the massage. So I did my research, tried to find the right one for me, and I finally came across one that I thought would be fun to go with. So I gave her a call, went to her place, and sure enough, got a massage. She was wearing thigh highs. She was wearing lingerie.
How old was she around?
I'll say she was probably in her 50s.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I went through the appointment, and it was an awesome experience, and that kind of just, I don't know, started, I guess, a new hobby for me, or just had me just start exploring other providers.
Right, but you always looked for, and that's when you realized, or I guess you had already been into older women somehow because you went looking specifically. I mean, that first woman, it wasn't by accident that she was older. You went specifically looking for someone, A, that's wearing tights or thigh highs, and B, that's going to be older, right?
Right. And I think it's also one of the reasons why I like older women is because they're the ones that are wearing pantyhose or wearing tights.
Right.
When I was in my 20s, mm-hmm. a lot of the girls in their 20s don't really wear pantyhose or thigh highs. So I guess that's why, like, if they're not really wearing pantyhose or thigh highs, I don't really find them as attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess that's what kind of steered me to older women, because the fact that they're the ones that are wearing pantyhose as opposed to when I was in my 20s.
Nobody was.
They don't wear them, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now you start, like, just booking happy endings all the time. Is that what happened after you had that first experience?
Yeah, so I just started finding different providers that would, at this point, I was just strictly massage. With a happy ending, mm-hmm. whether it be a hand job or a blow job, that's all I would look for. And most of the time I would always, it would be someone in their 40s, 50s, and they had to wear thigh highs or pantyhose during the appointment. If they didn't have them or wouldn't wear them, I would just not focus them. Then there's this, so I was traveling for work at this point in my career. And they had me going to Texas. So when I was going to fly into Texas, I started doing my research on what massage providers are out there that are in the 50s, 60s. And I came across one. She had really good reviews, and she was really hot, and I decided to go for it.
And how old
when
was
I was
she?
Emailing her. I believe she was 59, 60.
Okay. So you definitely did have the older thing. It wasn't just about the pantyhose, because now you're looking for, like, 60-year-olds. You know, you're, like, sort of pushing it.
I am.
Yeah.
I guess it's more because, I don't know. Yeah, I guess the pantyhose and the thigh highs is what got me to older women. But once I started seeing more older women spending more time, I just like how confident older women are, how secure they are, and how honest they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stuff that I don't really see in women my age. I feel like they're more insecure. They don't really behave as themselves, or they're, I guess it's more of the confidence and the insecurity
mm-hmm.
of women in their 20s and 30s.
Right. Okay, so you find the woman in her 60s, right? Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Right. And so I started emailing her, starting to set up an appointment with her. And I asked her, like, is it okay if you wear thigh highs? And she's like, I don't own a pair. I just do a massage completely naked. I'm not into any fetishes. At that point, I almost canceled, but I didn't, because she had a lot of good reviews. I'm like, all right, let's just go with the appointment. So I get there. When I open the door, she gives me a big hug. She's really happy to see me. So the massage starts, and she takes off her dress. So we're both naked at this point. She starts massaging my back, going through. At this point, I felt like a really therapeutic massage. Nothing really sensual. Then she has me flip over, and that's when the fun starts. That's when she just starts being very sensual. She starts playing with my penis. Then she starts giving me a blowjob, and she was amazing at it. And she stops for a bit, and I'm like, okay, why is she stopping? Then she just starts crawling on the table. She starts kissing on my chest, then we start making out at this point. And at this point, I had an amazing time. This, like, she's a super hot girl, and we're just both naked enjoying each other. Then all of a sudden, she just grabs my penis, and we start fucking. And this being my first time, I didn't know how to react, and I only lasted about 20 to 30 seconds.
Oh my God, right.
And when I finished, I'm like, holy crap, what just happened? I didn't know how to react because I was not expecting to have sex with her.
Now, how old were you again at this point?
I was 29.
Okay, but you had had sex before? Or was this the person you lost your virginity to?
Yeah, it's my first time. This is I lost my virginity.
You didn't lose your virginity until you were 29?
Right, yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay. And, how come so late?
I don't know. I never really had a girlfriend, and I wasn't really big on.
Yeah, no game. Right.
I had no game.
Right. Okay. Because, I mean, you went to college, and most people, like, even if in high school, I get that maybe the opportunity doesn't arise, but at college, everyone's drinking, going out. One thing leads to another. People have sex, right? So you just didn't. Did you have no friend? Like, what was going on in college that you never got laid in college?
I don't know. I was probably really busy with school, and also. I would also party a lot, but like my hope when I would go out to the bars or go to parties, it was more about having a good time, getting drunk. And when I would do talk to girls, I don't know, I just lacked the confidence to close the deal.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to harp on that. So good. So now you lose your virginity to this. And maybe it was that you weren't so turned on by the younger women. Like you hadn't figured out yet what really got you off. I mean, plus they weren't wearing the pantyhose, right?
Right. Yeah, that could have been it too. But I would say it was probably more a confidence thing or. Yeah.
Okay. So now you're paying for sex. You got this 59-year-old woman. You have sex with her and it's like an amazing experience.
Yeah, so it was an amazing experience. Well, right after the experience, I didn't know how to react right. Right. Like, I was not expecting to have sex with her, and yeah. It was also unprotected, and I didn't choose to lose my virginity to her. So it was kind of like, I was kind of bummed out. But after a while, I'm like, oh, that's actually an awesome experience and probably a funny way to lose your virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I got tested. Couple weeks later just to make sure nothing I didn't receive anything from her because I didn't wear a condom, but everything came out good. And I was in Texas again, I think 6 months later, and I went to go see her again, and we went through the second time that I saw her, we had sex twice, so that was great.
Right. And so did that, now were you like, oh, okay, she was like 60, let me go even older? Because what was the oldest woman you've been with?
I think it's 72, but I have a feeling that she might be a little bit older.
Right. Okay. So now after that experience, now do you strictly, I mean, have all of your gilfs that you've been with, have they all been like a pay for play experience? Like, or have you ever met them in other ways?
The majority have been through pay. Mm-hmm. I have met two through a dating app.
What dating app?
It's Hinge.
Hinge?
Hinge. H-I-N-G-E.
Oh, Hinge. Okay. And what is Hinge? What's that dating app all about?
It's basically like any other dating app, but the thing that makes it stand out from the others is that it's very simple. You just upload 6 photos and answer three questions and your profile is done, as opposed to some of the other apps where you have to answer like 100 questions.
Oh, it's so fucking annoying. And the answers, people's answers are so stupid. And it's like, it's such a turnoff to me. You know, when someone writes all those paragraphs, I like that Hinge. That's the place I would go to for that exact reason. Three questions, some pictures, there you go. I mean, you just got to meet someone in person, you know? All that blah, blah, blah on these dating apps is so annoying. And to me, I can't get past all of that. Like, it's always someone says something that turns me off. I think less is more.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat, because there's been many of times where I start pulling out a dating app profile, and halfway through, I'm like, all right, this is too much. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, okay, this sounds right. This sounds right. Well, what about this? And it's like, if you just would have stopped at the first paragraph, I would have went out with you. You're fucking 10 paragraphs in. I'm like, you know, so many things are like, no. And it's just so dumb. So I like Hinge. So you met her. So now, were you looking on Hinge? Were you like, because I always am fascinated by people's age range, what they look for. Now, we know your age range is always super old. So you go on Hinge, you put up your picture, and you start looking for women in, like, what was the age range? Like 50 and above?
No, when I first started with Hinge, I just would do women my age,
okay,
so be in their 30s,
mm-hmm,
and I would go on dates with women my age, but never really led to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day I'm like, huh, I wonder if I could score a date with an older woman.
Yeah, right. Because normally you're paying for it, and it's a done deal. Yeah. You never went down this route.
No, I didn't.
Right.
I'm like, see what happens. So I would put the filter on 50 and above.
Uh-huh.
And I did go on a few dates before. I went on a few dates. They would either get really awkward really quick, because we were both uncomfortable being out in public, and there was such a huge age gap.
Yeah.
But the one that went really well, right away, we're just really comfortable with each other. We're just having a good time. And a few drinks later, I ended up in her place. And yeah, and we had sex, and it was amazing. And now we don't really go on dates anymore. We just kind of just call each other up when we want to hang out. And that's a perfect setup for me.
Yeah, it's like a booty call. So wait, so walk me through that whole experience with that woman. So how old was she? What did she look like? How hot was she?
She was, I believe she's like 61, 62.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, around my height, 5'8". She's, I wouldn't say she's super hot, but she's like your typical MILF next door. She has that kind of, that look to her.
Yeah. What is that typical MILF next door look?
I don't know. It's just like blue eyes, blonde hair, nice body with big boobs, and the innocent look of like, hey, I'm a mom or I'm a grandma, but behind closed doors, they like to have fun.
Yeah. Okay. So you take her out, that woman, right? She's 61. You're attracted to her. She's attracted to you. And then you guys wind up having sex, and it's amazing. And then you still have sex with her to this day.
Yeah. Like every couple weeks, we just text each other like, hey, are you free on this day or this day?
That's great to know that there's some, you know, 60-year-old women that are still horny and getting laid, right? Because, I mean, a lot of times I'm talking to guys who are, like, thinking about cheating because their wife hasn't had sex with them because they went through menopause and they're not into it. You know, it's good to know that, you know, you don't have to lose your sex drive. Every woman doesn't have to lose their sex drive, right? Here you are to say you've met a lot of women over 50, right? That's your age range you look at. And they're down to have sex.
Yep.
I mean, this one's calling you up for booty calls.
Yeah, we call each other up and just take care of each other.
Yeah, that's great.
And nice. And the best part about it is we don't have to do the whole dating thing or be out in public. We just know what we want, and we get it and give it to each other. So,
right. Great setup. And now, what's the other one? You said that there was like two that you met. There was another one that you met on Hinge? I mean, because I would think like, if my 61-year-old friend came to me and was like, oh, I met this 29-year-old guy on this website and I'm going to meet him, I'd be like, you're foolish. Like, that's probably catfish. Like, there's no way it's going to go on. I mean, were they leery of like your advances at first because they didn't think it was real? I don't know.
One did ask me. She's like, you do know my age, right? And I'm like, she just wanted to double check. She's like, you do know my age, right? I'm like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, because I don't know if she said this. Was it her or someone else that said, like, well, I'm old enough to be your mom?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm aware of that. And yeah, sometimes they do start asking a lot more questions, like, why are you into older women?
Yeah.
Do your friends and family know that you go on dates with older women?
Mm-hmm.
They just start asking all these questions, but for the most part, they don't really ask. I guess they probably have the same kind of fetish or themselves where they're into younger guys.
Or maybe they just somehow, you know, they see your pictures, however you present yourself seems like it's real, and they're like, let's go for it. So what happened with the second one that you hooked up with on Hinge?
So the second one, we did a full date where we grabbed drinks, and we also went to dinner. Then afterwards, we ended up in my place, and we ended up hooking up. But I don't know, then the next time I tried contacting her, she never really replied. She kind of blew me off. So that didn't really work out. I don't know if it was something that she was just looking for a one-night stand, or she just realized that going on dates with a younger guy is not really her thing. But
right.
Yeah, it kind of just, nothing really happened after that one time.
Now, have you ever, how old are you now? Because this all started like when you're, like we're talking about you're 29, these people are older. How old are you currently?
I'm 35.
You're 35. So yep. Now in this time of, you know, since you're 29 to 35, you lose your virginity, you're on the dating app, you're looking for girls your age. Have you had any relationships? Because I know that in your email, I remember you saying that you were actually looking to have a relationship with a much older woman at this point. Now, is that strictly what you're looking for? Have you had relationships with women your own age?
No, at this point, I'm looking for a relationship, a serious relationship with someone my age.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. But then I just sometimes get frustrated, and then I end up changing my filter and just start going on dates with older women.
Because it takes too long, or it's hard to make. Listen, I mean, it's hard for everybody. Finding quote unquote the one isn't easy, right? I mean, if it was easy, it wouldn't be so exciting when you met that person, because not most right. people will not be that the right person for you, you know. But you're looking for a serious relationship. You never had a relationship, even a couple month relationship or anything, with someone your own age?
I haven't, no.
No?
No.
Do you work like in an office or someplace where you're around women a lot? Do you have female friends?
I have female friends, and yeah, I do work in an office where there's a lot of people.
But yeah.
With everything going on right now, I've been working from home for over a year now.
I know. It's terrible. Like somebody was saying to me, like, oh, a lot of people aren't going to go back to work. I said, like, where are people going to meet like their husbands and their wives? Like, and where are people going to like socialize? You know, like that's like a big meeting place. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like I remember some people would, in my office where I worked, would be like, I would never date someone in the office. I'm like, really? Like so many people wouldn't be married. There would be so many people that wouldn't even be alive if people didn't date people in their office. Because that's a good place to meet people, because you're spending a lot of time with them. You really get to know them, you know? But you're still having, have you had sex with anyone your own age?
I haven't, no.
No?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think the youngest might have been late 30s.
Right.
And that was for pay. But yeah, I've never had sex with someone really close to my age or younger than me.
Right. But I have to say, I brought up your email and it says, I've never been in a relationship. I go on dates with older women. I've never been in a relationship with one, but that is one of my goals. So do you actually want to date a woman that's much older or kind of older?
I think I would, but I wouldn't be like a serious long-term relationship.
Okay.
It's not like, I don't know, when I think of like, when you want to date someone, it's like, your intentions eventually to get married with her, right?
Yeah, and have kids, right?
Yeah,
these women can't have kids.
But yeah, then with an older woman, it's like, I guess it still will be considered dating, but it won't be nothing serious, or it won't be. I know the fact that it won't lead to anything.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I only brought it up because you brought it up, right? I mean, yeah. I think that you're realistic, right? You like to have sex with these women. This is what you're attracted to. But now that you really want a real relationship, you know that, you know, you need to fish in the pond with the, you know, fish that are your age.
Right.
You know, do you go on dates with girls?
I do. I've gone quite a few dates with girls my age, and it's been, and there's a couple that I thought would lead to something because we had very similar interests and we really hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
Texting, and we were, you know, on the first date, but I don't know, it's maybe something that I'm doing wrong or something that's not having me being a long-term relationship.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, it's a numbers game too. Are you going on a lot of dates? Well, now it's been tough because of COVID, right? But like before COVID, you've been, you know, you're 35. You've never had a relationship with a girl your age? You never had a relationship with anybody, really, have you?
No.
Right. Do you think that maybe there's any kind of fear of commitment or something involved in that?
It might be the combination of fear of commitment or also not
interested in it.
No, or not pushing or being more persuasive. Like if I would go on a first date and I thought she was an amazing girl, but I was not great, or I was awkward, or I was not interesting enough, I won't really ask her for a second date.
Right. You quit. You're a quitter. You quit too early. Like, I mean, you don't give it enough chance. You don't let it breathe. Yeah. I mean, you have to keep going back a little bit, right? And you don't pursue, or you're not aggressive.
Yeah,
but you are. But it's interesting because I think it kind of takes balls, because I think a lot of people sit around at home with like naughty fantasies and stuff that they wish that they do, but they don't cross the line and do things. I don't know if balls is the right word, but I look at it as balls, that when somebody has, you know, a desire like you did for, you know, and you went out and lived it up, right? I mean, you figured out how to find a pay for play situation, and you know, and then you went older, and, you know, so I think it takes like that same part of you that has gone out and found all these older women, you know, you should use to find the girl your own age. But it's interesting that I feel like maybe you're different with the older women than you are with the women your age, right? Maybe you're more confident with the older women?
Yeah. I would say like I'm more confident. And it also feels like I can just be more myself around older women. I don't know why. As opposed to when I do go on dates with women my age, where I feel like I need to put up a persona or behave a certain way so they will like me.
Yeah, I think it's because, you know, on some level, or you're overthinking it, right? On some, you're thinking, oh, like I really want a relationship with this person, and there's so much more to lose and there's more to gain. So you're more afraid to be yourself. Whereas with the older women, you know, it's not going anywhere. You don't have any thoughts about that. So you could just be yourself. There's less, you know, there's less on the table, you know, so it makes sense totally. You know, it just, you need to channel that same person, you know, that you are when you walk into these other places with the gifts, right? To when you go out with the girls your own age. I know that you did ask me in your email, like, what are your thoughts on this? Have you met someone, you know, were there questions? Do you question this part of you that likes women that are much older? Is there any kind of confliction going on inside of you about it?
Just the fact that it's taking, I guess, time away from me from dating women my age. Like the time I could be investing and going on dates with women my age, I might just be using it on going on dates with older women, or the fact that I have a secure booty call with an older woman. Sometimes it doesn't really motivate me to go on dates that could lead to a long-term relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But also, I was thinking the other day, it's like, eventually I'm going to become or get to 40 or 50, and the woman that I'm attracted to are going to be my age as well.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think, let me ask you this, if you're like in a relationship with a girl your own age, that you would be able to keep the fantasy or the desire, the sexual desires that you have for older women at bay?
For older women, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe like my pantyhose fetish and thigh highs?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, well, you know what? Listen, have you listened to a lot of my pantyhose fetish episodes? I mean, there, I've had on a lot of guys who have, you know, copped to the fact that they're into pantyhose very early on in their relationships, and their wives were totally fine with it. You know, it's very rare that you have one that said, fuck off, you psycho. You know, cause it's a very easy thing. It's not like anything, as a woman, I've always said it. It's not like anything weird that you're not saying, I want to, you know, pee on your face and that's what I'm into, right? Or, you know, I want to tie you up and, you know, strangle you. It's, you know, it's, I want you to wear pantyhose because I think they're fucking hot. It's not a hard thing. I think the worst thing that guys experience, and what's difficult about that, is a lot of times if a woman's just doing it for you, she eventually gets complacent and doesn't care about wearing them, you know? So, but I think, you know, what you really want to do to make sure that you, because you know that you won't be able to keep that at bay and you don't wind up having to sort of stray, is to be honest about that with whoever you wind up being into. You know, it's not something that you have to feel shy about or worry that a girl's going to think you're weird, quote unquote, if you're into pantyhose. Do you like to wear them or do you just like them on your girl?
When I was younger, I used to like wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say in the probably last 10 years, I've probably only worn them like 2 or 3 times. But I'm not really big on wearing them.
Right. So when you were younger, maybe you were wearing them when you were younger because that was the only way you could experience them. But now that you could have women wear them, you're fine. So, yeah, that's not a hard sell to just tell a girl, like, I love that, you know. But you definitely want to put that out early on, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that I guess learned listening through your podcast, that my pantyhose fetish is very common.
Yes.
I didn't realize how many people were into it. I thought it was
a
small fetish group. Well, listening to your podcast and also being on your Patreon page, it's like, holy crap, there's a whole community out here.
Yeah, totally.
They're really into it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I was first doing my show. I would go onto Craigslist. I had to look for people to be on. You know, I didn't have a big enough audience. And I would find a lot of foot fetish and pantyhose fetish ads on there. And then I would email and have them come on. And I always say, and I've said this before in my episodes, like, the next time you're in a room with like 50 guys or 20 guys, lock them in and tell them all to drop their pants. And I bet you, you're going to find one or two that are wearing hose. Seriously. I mean, you know, because there are a lot out there. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think, especially if you're not into wearing them, I think that's a harder sell to a girl, right?
Yeah.
But I think just telling a girl, like, listen, if you put on a pair of pantyhose or thigh highs or stockings, like, I am going to be so fucking hot for you. I think that's no problem. Like I said, where you're going to get in trouble sometimes, or what I hear a lot, is that, you know, that same girl that says okay in the beginning, you know, loses interest, you know, 3 years into it or 5 years in, and she's like, oh, I don't want to wear them anymore for you, or is like, that's all you like. You know, that's like the worst thing that could happen. But, you know, it's definitely something that you want to put out there early on. And you should, you know, dating is like, it's hard. It is like, sometimes you got to work at like a job. But I also think when you're really, really ready for something in your life, it should show up, you know? And so if you, like, when did the desire to really be in a serious relationship come up for you?
It'll probably be like my mid-20s.
So you've been looking for a relationship since your mid-20s, like dying to be in a long-term relationship since your mid-20s?
I guess I didn't start putting real effort into it until like my late 20s.
Okay, so for like 5 years. So you got to work, right? I mean, you know, because I do believe when you're really, really ready and you've sort of removed any kind of blocks, or, you know, maybe there's some kind of subconscious block inside of you, you know, because like, why hasn't that relationship showed up in your life? Because I do believe when you're really ready, it all sort of happens. And we all know the people, we all have that friend who's constantly dating, constantly saying they want to be with someone, but like, just they never meet that person. And that, when that happens, I think sometimes there's like a subconscious maybe block of, you know, maybe something is inside of you that believes like you don't deserve it, you know. And because of your history of being a virgin so late in life and never having a relationship, there probably is a story inside of you that you've told yourself very early on that's just repeating, and that needs to fucking end. Do you know what I mean? Because you need to kill that, and maybe that's what's blocking you from really having what you really want in your life. Maybe there's something inside of you that feels like you don't deserve it. I've had those kind of blocks in my life for a lot of things, you know, and you have to undo that. And it's hard because where it's coming from is like it's coming from a subconscious place, right? So maybe because you don't think that you deserve it or whatever, and you're reliving this story that you told yourself early on, which is that you don't deserve it. When you do meet somebody, you lose the interest to move forward with them, or you stop, you know, you're not really dating as much, right? That's the part of you that's keeping you back. You have to fight against that. So you have to force yourself to do things that you know are the right thing to do, like date more, you know, up your game, give the girls that you're dating more chances instead of quitting so early on. You know, you got to fight against your natural urge, even though you feel like, oh, I don't want to go there. That could be the subconscious part of you that's keeping you away from what you fucking want.
Yeah. I think there's been plenty of times where it's like, oh, I don't want to go on a date right now. Or there's been times where I've canceled because it's like, I don't know, something, it's not that I'm lazy or anything, it's just like sometimes I just lose my motivation.
Yeah, but that's the part of that's a subconscious mind fuck part of you that's keeping you from what you want. I'm telling you, I've had it in my life. I can't tell you how long it took me to have a fucking baby, okay? Like, other people just fucking have babies, like, I'm not me, okay? I was like, I did, on some level, I didn't believe I deserved to have a baby. I have a baby now, but I had to go through torture, okay, to get my baby. And I just know that feel, and the other things for me too have been the same way. So I know that feeling. You don't feel the energy, you don't feel the motivation, you know, but I'm telling you that's your subconscious working against you. There's something inside of you that doesn't believe you deserve to have a woman in your life that is your age and all that you want, right? And that's what's happening. So when that comes up, you have to just force yourself to not do what you want to do, right? It's like what you want to do is nothing. You want to stay home. You want to cancel. You have to just like force yourself not to, no matter how exhausting that is. You know, you have to go against that part of you because there's most likely something that's inside of you that's working against you having what you want. And you need to, you know, and you should have what you want, right?
Right.
There's no reason why you don't deserve to have that relationship, you know, and now is the perfect time. You're 35, right? You have your whole life ahead of you. Things are easing up with COVID. You should start, you know, getting in the mix of really dating women your own age. And maybe, you know, having all these relationships with women that were older than you was very safe. You know, look at it as like practice for yourself. Right. But like, enough with the practice.
Yeah. And I agree.
Yeah.
Like, it's those relationships have been very safe and I guess easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I don't really have to put in much effort into it. But yeah, now I have to kind of like cut myself off from those, from older women or paying for sex and just
force yourself to stay in what's uncomfortable. That's easy. That's something that you got down. That's something that you've mastered. But you even said it yourself. Like, I sometimes wonder is like, you know, if I'm wasting all my time over there and then I'm not putting enough time into finding someone else. So the fact that you say it means 100% that's true. So you might have to, or maybe it's smart to sort of go cold turkey on the gilfs, right? So that you will focus more, and maybe just that action alone of doing that sort of changes the energy of what you're putting out, you know? Because what I really believe is that whatever you're putting out, you get back, right? So if you're putting out, I really want a girl my age, but I'll take a gilf for sex and I'll go out with them because maybe that would be, you know, that's like super confusing, right? So you're going to get all these gilfs in you, but you're not. So, but if you say I'm only going to date someone that is going to be my age, right for me, ready for a long-term relationship, and that's all you send out, that's what is eventually going to show up right in front of you. And you might have to, listen, other people don't have to go through this bullshit to meet somebody, okay? If we're all dealt a different hand of cards, right? For you, this is what it is. I understand this kind of nonsense because I've been in the position. Like I said, I couldn't have a baby. Other people, it's so easy, you know? But for you, somehow, it is difficult for you to find women your age and date. So you have, but you have to conquer it and make it happen. And you can, right? But it's just a matter of doing something different. I think it would be maybe try going cold turkey on the gilfs and the milfs and get really focused on what you want and decide like there is nothing else. There's no other alternative. Like that's it. This is, you know, it has to be someone that you could have a serious relationship with. And the more you do it and the more you go on dates, the more comfortable you're going to feel. I get why it's safe for you. I've also been commitment phobic. So I understand like going for really unavailable people is very safe and it's much easier to be yourself. You know, a lot when you meet somebody that there is that opportunity, all of a sudden, all your insecurity is going to come up. That's normal, you know? That's right. Not rocket science. Like that is happening and you're more nervous with the younger girls because that, you know, that's the real deal. But that's what you have to focus on. That's where you have to put yourself and you have to continue to put yourself in that position so that you could really meet the person. And like you said, you know, 15 years from now, you know, she's going to be exactly the perfect age you are. And that girl is going to be so fucking lucky because you're just going to get more horny for her as she gets older. Whereas a lot of times it's the opposite. You know, a woman has to worry like, right. Oh my God, my guys, you know. And you know what? Honestly, you could date a girl that's 37. What about that age range?
I've actually gone on dates where someone, I think she was 4 or 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
But at that point, I still consider it someone around my age.
But I'm only saying because, you know, listen, a 37-year-old that's still single, and not, I'm not going to use the D word, which is desperate because it's so rude. But, you know, it's, she's getting, if she hasn't been married yet, right, or doesn't have, you know, she really and wants to have kids, you know, she's getting a little bit, you know, there's a little bit more of a fire under ass to settle down, right? And that's where you're at, right? Like you're 35. You've been wanting this since, you know, 5 years ago. So, you know, maybe if you date even like I said, 2 years older than you, you're more apt to find somebody who's really looking for the same, you know, at the same thing that you are. They're like been ready for years.
Yeah, I could give that a try. Or yeah. Maybe Gwen, 3 or 4 years older than me.
Yeah, 37 is good because, listen, they're still going to have kids because you want to have kids, right? You want to get married, you know, and they'll love that you like someone who's older, you know, and that you could let them know that. I mean, I wouldn't say I like women that are 72.
Yeah, I won't tell them that.
No, you don't have to, but you could let them know that you always have dated older women and you enjoy older women. And, you know, I think that you could try dating those women too, but maybe go cold turkey on your gilfs. I don't know. Is that, you think? Could you do it?
I mean, I think I could, but it'll take a lot of effort just to go 100%. Cold turkey on.
Well, maybe you just see that one that's like really easy. That's, you know, the older one that you met on Hinge where you just have sex, you get in and you leave, you know, just to release yourself, right? Don't you need to release yourself?
Yep.
Maybe stop paying. I mean, do you still pay for women and stuff? Are you, is that a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
I would say it's more of a monthly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, weekly will be way too expensive.
How much does it cost?
It varies, usually anywhere between 200 and 300.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they giving you a real massage, too?
Oh, no, I stopped seeing massage providers.
Oh, okay. So you just see escorts or, like, prostitutes, hookers? What's the right word?
Escorts? So, yeah, I just see escorts right now. And usually it's just once a month.
Right, and it's like $200-$300, and you always are seeing the escorts that you see are older.
Right. Yeah, they have all been older. For the most part, they're always in their late 40s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, once in a while, they're either in their 60s or 70s.
Oh, you've found escorts in their 70s?
Well, they advertise that they're in their 65.
Yeah.
But once I met them in person and talked, she's like, oh, can you actually believe it? My real age is 72.
Oh, wow.
And also, a lot of times I have to lie about my age. A lot of the older escorts don't see guys in their 40s.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. I don't know why. I guess they don't like being with younger men.
Uh-huh.
So there's been times where I'm like, hey, I'm not quite 40. I'm 38. I'm 39. Is that okay? I'm like, oh, yeah, you sound very mature for your age. Yeah, no problem. So when she revealed her age, that she was 72, I'm like, whoa. Now that we're talking about age, I'm going to tell you that my real age is, I think I was 34 at the time.
And what did she say?
She just started laughing. She's like, I know you were younger, but I know you were younger. You're not 38 when I opened the door, but I didn't really care.
Right. And how, so, and with these women that you see now, you have full on sex with all of them? And do you always, I mean, because you're paying, right? Do you let them know up front that you want them to wear thigh highs or stockings? Or stockings, thigh highs? I don't know.
Yeah. Women, they always wear thigh highs for me. Or sometimes they wear body stockings.
Oh, really? You like them to be total? And what, is there a hole in it so they keep it on the whole time while you're having sex with them?
Yeah, there's a hole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That it's open on their, from their ass and their vagina, and they usually just slide on the top so I get access to their boobs.
Right. And now let me ask you this. Where do you find like escorts nowadays? Is there like a website that you go on? I mean, where do you find them?
Yeah, there's a couple websites.
Which ones do you use?
Trias.
Mm-hmm.
I also like using the erotic review just to see the reviews on some of the escorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Erotic Monkey.
Okay. So the one with the reviews, that one tells you like what the deal is. And does it show pictures?
No, it doesn't show pictures, but it has a link to the escorts website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see them through there. But no, these are just reviews by other, I guess, clients that they tell you, yeah, she's good, or no, her pictures are outdated, or she has a really bad attitude, or no, you should go see her. She's really good at what she does.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, and then yeah. I wonder if I think, because I've heard this before, I don't know if on that website, but that there's also reviews for you, so they could also see, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but mm-hmm. I don't know what websites
have it and which don't, right?
Yeah.
Right. And now does it matter to you what their face looks like, or is it the whole package, or is it just the body and just knowing that they're of, you know, a certain age, or do you care?
No, it's the whole package.
Right.
I'm not going to just see someone just because they're in their late in their 60s, but they don't have a great body or don't have a great face.
Right. So it's you like the body package. Is important to you.
Yep. And also having like the MILF next door, like I don't really like going to escorts that are just like just got done with plastic surgery and they're all model like
oh interesting escort. You want them to be like more natural looking, like a real person.
yeah, more natural looking, someone that I would see at the grocery store or my neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I find it a turn off when I see an escort that could be on the cover of Playboy magazine or Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. I kind of just want more of that real milk next door look.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know exactly what you're looking for. Now, when it comes to women your age, what are you looking for? What do you like? Same kind of vibe?
Yeah, someone that's natural, not like doesn't really is someone that's not really into all that fashion or high end, always spending too much time on their attire or makeup. It's kind of just more of a
relaxed vibe.
Yeah, relaxed vibe.
Yeah, totally. I get that. Well, listen, what did we call you? What did we make up your name?
Justin,
yeah. Listen, Justin, thanks so much for calling in. I'm dying to know if, like, you know, what I think you need to do for your relationship that you're looking for is set a time. Like, you need to say something like, you know, in 1 year, like, I'm going to get a fucking girl, or 6 months, you know what I mean? And, like, really commit to it. And don't take anything else as an option. Like, that's what you fucking want, and that's what you're going to get. And I need to know when you get it, okay? A real relationship, you know. And I don't know, some people are going to be like, why are you talking about it? It's only because, like, you asked me these kind of questions in your email, right? Like, I felt like you wanted to get some insight too into things, right? I don't know, I just hope that I didn't ruin the call for you. But I was thinking,
no, this is some really good advice. I mean, I know the fetish has been great enough, but there needs to come a point where I kind of stop doing that and focus on what's right for my future, right?
Yeah, because you really want a relationship. You know, like I said, I just go by what people are saying and where I think that they want the conversation to go, and because of stuff that you said in your email, you know. So I'm glad that that was okay. I mean, yeah. I love the whole GILF MILF, you know, fetish and the information on that. But I think what's also interesting here, and what I think we needed to talk about a little bit, was the fact that, you know, here you are, 35-year-old guy, you've never had, you know, sex with someone your age or even a relationship, you know. And I think you should, and it's about time. So, you know, I wish you all the best. I think you'll get a lot more out of this episode after you listen to it too. I don't know when it'll go on because I have so many taped and I really have to stop taping so all these could fucking air. It's stupid of me. But when you listen to this episode, you'll get a lot more out of it too. So keep me posted if you get a girl, but make sure that when you're like, oh, I'm too tired to go on another date, or I don't want it, like, make sure you don't listen to your feelings. Do you understand? I know it's counterintuitive, but that's what you have to do. Other people don't have to do that, but you do.
It's like working out. It's like, I need to go to the gym, but I'd rather just lie on a couch and watch Netflix.
Right, but how do you feel after you force yourself to go to the gym? You feel, you know, you feel great, and you're like, oh, thank God, you know. You have to force yourself to keep giving every girl the right chance. And most likely, the time when you finally do meet that right girl, you'll know right away, you know. But just the act of hanging in there and, you know, going against how you feel and killing that fucking subconscious story and thing that's playing out inside of you, that'll bring you closer to that moment where you actually do meet the right person, you know. But you got to do a little work, and the work you need to do is fight against how you feel and just do the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, put more of my focus on going on dates with women my age and kind of stop doing the other stuff.
Yeah, stop looking for the escort. Stop doing all the work for that. It's fine to go. You need to get laid. You know, it's use that one older woman who's, you know, not a hassle that you have, you know, just fuck her. But all the time and energy you're taking into, you know, all this other stuff, save your $300 for your escort and start taking girls out on dates and spending some money on them. They'll love it.
Yep. Yeah, it could be a really nice date.
Yeah. yeah, take her to a nice steakhouse. Like, you know, spend some cash. Girls like that. You know, so like, you put your attention there and then keep me posted and let me know when you wind up, you know, in a relationship, because that's what should be next for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely keep you posted.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in and talking all about your fetishes, because they're all just right. Very fascinating. Thanks, Justin.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye. 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 Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to this show. If you're on YouTube, subscribe there. If you're on a podcast channel, subscribe to my show. If you could write a review, because you love my show, please write a review. You could give me 5 stars or write it out. I love reading my reviews. They really help the show. If you want to join my Patreon, go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. If you want to comment on the episode, make sure to go to YouTube and comment there. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.